You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Combine Week Mailbag on DenverBroncos.com. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, and thanks, as always, for your questions. Let's get started right away with one from Dane O, who asks, this year, will John Elway lean toward offensive or defensive players in free agency? A veteran inside linebacker would be in the picture. Who you got in mind, Mace? Well, actually, let's start with the inside linebackers, because I don't think they're in the picture. John Elway, when he was talking to a few of the local media, including myself on Thursday, noted that Dane Trevathan and Brandon Marshall are actually going to be the answers at inside linebacker. They're looking at Marshall as the middle linebacker of the two inside backers, and Trevathan is what they call the Moe linebacker, M-O-E, like Larry Curley and Moe, as the other inside linebacker. The two of them, we saw what they can do against the run. We've seen what they can do in coverage, and they have ideal size and speed to be able to play inside backer in the 3-4. So I would say look elsewhere to where the Broncos are going to go in free agency. Maybe look at safety if they don't bring back Raheem Moore. Offensive line, I think, is going to be a big point of emphasis, and if they cannot get something done with Terrence Knighton, they're going to need another nose tackle. They'll probably give Sylvester Williams a look for some snaps, but at the same time, I think they're going to try to find another guy, because you really need two nose tackles to chew up all the snaps over the course of a game. Our second question is from Eugene Worley, and he chimes in with this query. If the Broncos are unable to sign Julius Thomas, shouldn't signing Virgil Green and Jacob Tammy be a priority? Well, if they can't get something done with Julius, yes, I think one or both of them will be priorities for the Broncos. Elway mentioned on Thursday how much he liked Virgil Green, how he was a little underused as a receiver, maybe had some untapped potential there, so I could see them bringing him back. Jacob Tammy, I think, is tied to Peyton Manning. If Peyton Manning decides to come back for a fourth Broncos season, would not surprise me at all to see Jacob Tammy back in there, given their familiarity going back to 2008 with Indianapolis. If Manning moves on, I wouldn't be surprised if Jacob Tammy goes somewhere else as well, and the Broncos look to get younger or someone, or to find someone with a different skill set. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, just go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.